This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As we draw ever nearer to the annual Thanksgiving feast, those whose feast must include turkey may find themselves inclined to want to pay more for a bird advertised with some special buzzwords. But here's Detroit News Finance Editor Brian J. O'Connor. He's got some advice that could help protect your wallet. And Brian, your column in the Detroit News poses the question, cage-free turkey? You say you'll take one that's malarkey-free. What do you mean by that?
Well, as it turns out, you know, I was looking at sort of the economics of Thanksgiving, and the ASPCA had sent around a notice that was talking about, you know, there's a lot of these labels that you'll find on turkey that really seem more appropriate on a weasel. things like young, hormone-free, and cage-free, for example, are completely meaningless. The USDA doesn't let poultry growers give turkeys hormones, so they're all hormone-free. The turkeys aren't grown in cages anyway, raised in cages in the U.S., and they're all young. No turkey farmer is going to keep turkeys around long enough that they start worrying about their pension. They're not like a Cabernet. They're not better after 10 years. It's just kind of like saying, you know, gluten-free toilet paper. I mean, they're completely meaningless.
But they cost more, right?
They can use that to try and jack up the cost, you know, because some of these factory farm conditions can be really appalling. And there are also legitimate efforts and endorsements that people are making to try and say, hey, you know what, the food that we raise should be raised more respectfully and more humanely. But it just leads to this thing where you can kind of, you know, say cage-free, and you picture your turkey out wandering through a field picking daisies, and, you know, it really doesn't mean anything because they're all cage-free.
That's interesting. So what does the ASPCA suggest if we really, you know, do want to support a better standard of living for our turkey? What phrases should we look for?
There's a lot of these labels that actually mean something, but they're actually very vague. Natural, naturally raised is kind of undefined by the USDA. Free range and organic are also wildly interpretive. But there are three that they said are really good ones, especially if you're worried about the humane treatment of your entree. One is certified humane, which is verified by auditors. They have outdoor access. They have adequate space. They might have perches. They have bedding that's dark enough that they can get to sleep and things like that. There's another one that's also verified by auditors called the Global Animal Partnership, which has a six-step rating program for animals that are raised for meat. They get more space, they get more air, and that kind of thing. And then there's another one that's animal welfare approved, which is also verified by auditors. The birds have access to pasture or range. They don't get antibiotics. And there's other standards about transport and slaughtering and things like that. The bottom line is that, you know, I mean, how humane is it really? Nobody thinks these turkeys died in their sleep of old age. I mean, they're raised to be slaughtered at a convenient time so they can be featured in Kroger. How they get raised and how they sort of meet their end, you know, is a concern for a lot of people. But I mean, I guess if you're really concerned about that, you know, you would just, you know, have Brussels sprouts.
Now, speaking of what's going to be on the table, there were a lot of headlines about turkey prices are going to be at an all-time high, avian flu. What are you seeing as you're going into stores?
When I looked up the prices at the USDA, they hit a high of $1.38 a pound for frozen turkeys for delivery. So that might be an all-time high, but it's still not very expensive, which is one of the things, I think, one of the mistakes people have when they write about this. You know, I remember last spring or the spring before, it was, you know, steak-ageddon because beef prices were through the roof because so much animal feed was being diverted for use in ethanol. But when you looked at it, the average price of a nice New York strip that you were going to put on the grill was maybe going to cost you another $1.50.
Okay.
So a lot of times with these food things, when you see percentages where writers have gone off the rails about, oh my God, 38% increase in, you know, lamb for Easter, it's not going to turn out to be a real budget buster for most people. I think the other thing is that at this time of year, turkey is just cheap. It's completely different from what you think of the supply and demand economics you learned in high school. What happens is grocers are using these as loss leaders, and they want you to pay a lot of money for the crispy fried onions that you're going to throw on that green bean glop, or for pumpkin spice or things like that. And to get you in the door, they're basically coming close to giving the turkeys away. I just paid 59 cents a pound for almost a 20-pound turkey last night, and I doubt that the grocery store made any money on that thing. what they want me to buy is the appetizers and the cream cheese for the spread and everything else that's going to go with that.
So your advice seems to be don't be afraid to go with the cheap birds.
No, especially if you were being worried about them being, caged and hormone fed. The frozen bowling ball is just as good as the thing you're going to get at the Hippy Dippy Market, if that's the only label that you're looking at. And if you do really care about that stuff, then look up the certifications that are relevant to the things that you're concerned about. If it's antibiotics, if it's how the birds are humanely handled, are they really organic? Do some research and just don't get taken in by, these weasel words that can show up on a label that says, natural, free range, raised by mammals.
Detroit News finance editor Brian J. O'Connor with some financial advice as we craft our Thanksgiving feast. Always great talking with you, Brian. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Cynthia.